1, 3, 4, 5, 6.
It's the Signature 6.
Signature 6.
Sponsored by Signature Bank. Real people ready to help your business.
Okay, I'm sorry I can't get away from the Amazon theme. You know, Amazon will, number one, stop testing workers for COVID-19 at its warehouses. That will come up at the end of this month. It says pretty much you can get a vaccine if you want now. Testing is free, so it'll wrap that up. It started testing warehouse workers last year when tests were more difficult to secure. Now you need to do it on your own. Number two, also, Chicago Inno says indoor gardening startup Rise Gardens picked up some cash as it works to get its hydroponic systems into more homes. I've talked about this company before. It's really cool. Rise Gardens announced that it's raised $9 million in Series A rounds led by TELUS, which is a Canadian internet and phone provider. And also backers included Amazon's fund, True Ventures, and Chicago's Listen Ventures. Number three, 2021 shaping up to be a pretty good year for Chicago tech. In fact, the best year ever. During the first half of the year, the local tech startup industry raised $3.8 billion in venture capital funding. That has helped spawn 11 new unicorns. The unicorn is a startup that's valued at $1 billion or more. Number four, Foxtrot is on a run, plans to open 50 of its modern and upscale convenience stores throughout the country in the next 2 years. Visionary CEO Mike LaVitola, who has been a frequent guest on this program, has said 10 of the new stores will be opening up here in the city of Chicago. Number five, how about this? Is it too soon to talk about back-to-school sales? Americans expected to spend $32.5 billion nationwide. That's the most in at least 5 years. It's according to the annual survey that comes from Deloitte. As for Chicago families, they tell Deloitte that they plan to spend about 42% of their back-to-school budget online, up from 24% in 2019. And number six, just about everything's been auctioned off now from a century-old Southport Lanes in Lakeview. Southport Lanes, it started as a tavern. It was a speakeasy during Prohibition. It was a house of horizontal refreshment during other times. And finally, a four-lane bowling alley with the handset pins. It announced earlier that it would not reopen, served its last drink, I think, last September. And the online auction for memorabilia ends today. So if you didn't get what you wanted from Southport Lanes, it's probably too late. That is the Signature 6 at 6. It's all sponsored by Signature Bank, real people ready to help.